Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And it's time now for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth. We're starting off today with Manpower, which is the employment agency, of course, and they do surveys about how they expect employment in various regions of the country to do over the coming quarter. So we've got the one now for Rochester. It shows that while employers nationally reporting the strongest nationwide hiring plans in 13 years, things are a bit more modest here in the Rochester Metro. They do think that most employers will maintain current staff levels, with 72% of them staying the course over the next few months. 26% of local businesses and organizations plan to increase staff levels over that period, and 2% expect a reduction in staff. That's just a little weaker than the same quarter last year, when 28% of employers said they would be adding staff locally. A Rochester company that makes special glasses used for augmented or virtual reality says that its Vuzix Blade glasses now have the ability to stream services like Amazon Prime Video, Netflix, and HBO Go. This company, Vuzix, doing some interesting work. They developed these glasses in recent years, partly for use in the commercial area. For instance, a worker might be going through a warehouse having to catalog various kinds of items and could see a display right inside the glasses. But company CEO Paul Travers sees a wider consumer interest coming down the pike for this kind of technology, as he says it's really connecting the digital world to the real world.
To answer the phone, to answer text messages and those kinds of things without taking your phone out of your pocket. There's instant application for that by many people, quite frankly. You can do Yelp in our glasses and look for restaurants that are, you know, in your local area, and it will, as a function of where you're looking, put that information out in front of you.
Yeah, if this sounds familiar, you may have remembered Google Glasses try to do something kind of similar, but this sounds like it's more sophisticated. By the way, the Vuzix Blade smart glasses are on sale for a limited time at $700. So, Beth, my birthday is a few months away. You still have some time to save.
Duly noted, I guess.
Make a note. The Herbert Vandenbroel Entrepreneurial Award, that's a prestigious award RIT gives out every year, will be going to the leaders of Optimax, the precision optics manufacturer based in Ontario, Wayne County. The award will go to Michael Mandina, president of Optimax, and Richard Plimpton, its CEO. The award presented by the Saunders College of Business every year to entrepreneurial leaders in the Rochester area who've developed a business that has improved the local or regional economy, or whose management skills have changed the course of an existing business. Well, a company adding jobs locally is Fieldtex. They make soft-sided bags. They're acquiring a 129,000-square-foot building at the Brighton-Henrietta Townline Road that's now owned by Allison Athletics. We told you some months ago, you may remember, Allison was downsizing their operation here. And plans, according to Empire State Development, call for this Fieldtex expansion project to be completed in the first quarter of next year. Fieldtex expects to hire up to 51 new employees over the next 5 years, the state providing up to $500,000 through the Excelsior Jobs Program in exchange for the job creation commitments. Monroe County and Greater Rochester Enterprise also helping out there. Also, the state announcing recently that Tompkins Metal Finishing in Batavia is updating its wastewater treatment and recycling systems that will reduce water usage by as much as 80%. It will also allow them to create up to 10 new jobs. And speaking of jobs, Six Flags Darien Lake, of course, the season is here. They're looking for people, seasonal jobs, to fill more than 500 positions for this upcoming season. They call it the Jobathon. It is going all week from June 17th through June 22nd. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.